It is 7:13 in the morning. News Talk 102.3 KXYL AM 1240 online, brownwoodradio.com. Brian Termail is the Senior Executive Director of Public Affairs, member in Chapter Communications Activities for 26,000 member Construction Trade Association. He works with national, regional, and local media to generate coverage of the construction industry and AGC's major policy priorities. Brian, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks. Good morning. Appreciate you having me.
Good to have you on. Okay, so if there's one thing that Donald Trump does, it's build. He builds hotels, he builds casinos, he builds golf courses. Do you think a Trump administration would therefore translate into more construction and a more robust economy?
Well, that's a good question, and the president-elect has done a good job talking a lot about the need to rebuild our roads, our bridges, our power systems, our water systems around the country. I think as a builder, he understands that so much of our economy depends on, you know, being able to move goods from point A to point B efficiently, and that it's so important to have clean water, and it's so important that our bridges are safe. That's why he spent the whole campaign talking about investing up to $1 trillion over the next 10 years in infrastructure. And one of the first things he said when he was elected back in November was that he was going to work aggressively to rebuild our infrastructure and to rebuild our inner cities. And our members are standing by waiting to help out as much as possible.
Looking at his policy of doing that, though, have y'all been able to see any of the specifics on how that's going to happen? I mean, it's one thing to say, yes, we want to invest $1 trillion into our infrastructure. Finding a way to come up with the money, that's a different deal altogether.
No, you're absolutely right. Their transition team is still working on the details of any infrastructure plan. So we've seen bits and pieces and kind of heard rumors. There's a lot of rumors in this town in Washington. They're looking at a mix of finance and funding. So financing in the sense that, bonding or offering tax credits to bring in the private sector to build roads or to rebuild schools. And then they're looking at funding, you know, what are the things that we can do as a government to pay for road projects and other infrastructure projects. You know, the financing works on a busy urban highway where maybe you can toll it and there's enough traffic that pays back. It doesn't necessarily work on a very important stretch of interstate in a rural area that's hauling a lot of commercial traffic but doesn't have the sort of the number of cars on it that makes sense for a private company to come in and build a new lane and collect tolls to pay for it. So we've been working with the transition team to really help them sort of think through, hey, what's the right mix of financing? What's the right mix of funding? We want to make sure that we're not making, things more expensive for people. At the same time, we don't want our country to go any more in debt than we already are. So how do we find a responsible way to make those investments and at the same time help the broader economy through those investments?
Well, looking at this issue from the perspective of the Associated General Contractors, what would you like to see?
That's a good question. No, we'd like to see a mix of funding and financing. We'd like to see a $1 trillion package over the next 10 years. And there's a couple reasons that we'd like to see that. One obviously is that if you look at what the American Society of Civil Engineers says, our infrastructure right now gets a D plus. And, you know, anyone who went to grade school knows that D plus is not the grade you want to bring home to mom and dad. And that's the grade we've got right now, largely because we have a infrastructure system designed to last 50 years that was built 60 and 70 years ago. It's worn out. It's fallen apart. It's got to be replaced. And it certainly will help our members who build infrastructure, getting more business, putting more folks to work in high-paying construction jobs. But it will also help really anyone who's involved in the economy. If you're in a business that moves goods from point A to point B or has workers going from point A to point B, you're going to benefit if your folks or your product are spending less time in traffic, less time getting rerouted around posted bridges, and more time, making money for us. So we want a more efficient economy, and we think that investing in that infrastructure will not only make our economy more efficient, but will help grow our economy to the point where you don't have some areas that are doing well and some areas that are hurting hard. We'd like to see that recovery be more widespread.
Yes, Brian, on your discussion on private sector and public sector jobs, would you say that if the private sector had more opportunities to build, the economy gets better, that it would inherently make it easier to do some of the public sector type works. And I guess where I'm headed is that if companies, which with the free enterprise system working, with companies that build that doesn't cost us money, are doing well, then it would improve our ability to do some public sector funding in certain areas, cities, counties, and whatever.
You are absolutely right. The stronger the private sector economy, this is the bluntest way to put it, is the more tax revenue city, county, local governments collect. What we've seen is that while we have sort of been through this kind of recovery for the last several years, most state, most local governments still have very tight budgets, still are under a lot of fiscal pressure, and that's why total public spending on infrastructure has declined 2% this last year. But if you see more private sector activity, if you see jobs, not just construction jobs, but shippers, distributors, manufacturers adding jobs, that will help cities and county governments around the country, and then they can put that money that they've long deferred into improving the water treatment system, or into fixing the pipes that deliver the water into your house, or to rebuilding that county bridge, or in you know, putting air conditioning in the schools that haven't had it, or whatever investments that have been deferred because budgets are tight. The better our economy does, the more our local and state governments, which provide the bulk of infrastructure funding in this country, will do well. We'll have to raise taxes to get there and help rebuild these structures that are really so important to our way of life.
Right. And, that, you know, driving through Texas, and that's my main source of information, I notice these small towns, and not just small towns, college towns, we have a lot of new post office buildings, and new schools are being built, a lot of government buildings being built, and especially when you go to a college campus, and I don't care which one you go to, there's always a new building being built on the college campus. And it got me to thinking about, how can we build all of these new buildings, and none of the other town has anything new going up? It's all something that's public funded and something that we're paying for. And so, you know, it bothered me that the only new building I saw in a lot of different places, whether it's a transit authority building or whether it's a college campus, that's money that's coming from tax revenue somewhere. So how are they able to do that sort of thing? Well, I know how they're able to do it. They'll just, you know, taxes go up, tuition goes up. But it seemed like the only new buildings I saw in the last few years traveling across the state were in the rural areas I'm talking about, not the city.
Yeah.
Were these government or buildings that we paid for?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the issue? What's the status of that across the country?
Well, I mean, I think you hit on a key point there, that we have this kind of recovery of haves and have-nots, right? You've got some areas that are thriving and some areas that are really hurting. You know, near us, out in West Virginia, you know, folks aren't worried about finding construction workers. They're worried about finding work. And overall, nationwide, the private sector investment in construction has been growing at a far faster rate than public sector investment in construction. But a lot of that is centered in a number of metro areas where construction demand is booming. They're building tons of condos, apartment buildings, office buildings, these sort of tech centers. But what we need to get to is an environment where we don't have so many haves and have-nots in our economic recovery, that we have a more sustained recovery. And, you know, we're also been working with the Trump administration to look at tax reform. And you know, the fact is that we've got the highest corporate tax rate in the developed world. And what that does is that we've got these great global businesses that are based in the United States, some of them still based in the United States, but they've got all their profits from overseas, camped overseas because the tax rate's too high to bring them back. If we can lower that tax rate, that money comes back, and that boosts private sector investment in more areas around the country. So we certainly need corporate tax reform. We also need private sector tax reform. Most folks who run their own businesses, you know, mom-and-pop shops, which are the bread and butter of our association, they pay tax rate not on the corporate rate. They pay it on the personal tax rate. So we got to look at both the personal tax rate and the corporate tax rate and make sure that we're not just helping big businesses, but we're helping those small and medium-sized businesses that are kind of the heartbeat of most small and mid-sized communities out there.
Sure. We're talking with Brian Termel. He is the Senior Director of Public Affairs at the Associated General Contractors. Tell us where we can follow you for more information online and follow your activities more.
Absolutely. If you visit us online at www.a.com, ASGC.org, A for Associated, G for General, C for Contractors. You can get all the information you want about how your local area is doing in terms of growing or losing construction jobs. You can look at ideas that we have for investing in infrastructure and tax reform. And you can also find out how to contact your members of Congress if you want to tell them, hey, we need new infrastructure. Hey, we got to make sure that we also have tax reform so that, you know, more areas
we can afford
the economy is growing and thriving.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Brian, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
Hey, you too. 724 in the morning, News Talk, 102.3 KXYL, AM 1240, and online, Brownwood Radio.